The debate over the hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants entering Europe often gets reduced to dollars and cents. We can't afford to allow more people in when we can't employ the people already here. The people coming and what they've been through and why they're coming to Europe often get trumped by the money argument. But here's a story about a group of West Africans in Italy who, if given a work permit and some fresh milk, are showing locals just how they can contribute. Angelica Marin has a story from Rome.
Across the street from an auto repair shop, crates of zucchini, potatoes, lettuce, and tomatoes are on display at a kind of pop-up market.
A bit more. I can give them more.
That's Seydou, 26 years old, from Gambia. He gets giddy when shoppers fight for the remaining jars of his yogurt.
For these people, it's very good. My yogurt is very good. They know the yogurt is better. They know it's natural.
It's not just natural, or organic, or farm-to-table. This yogurt is a symbol of hope, made, jarred, and delivered by a group of West African immigrants. Their business idea came from far, far away, through a dangerous route.
From Gambia, Senegal, from Senegal to Mali, from Mali to Niger, from Niger to Libya, from Libya to Italia.
Seydou traveled 3,000 miles across the desert and sea to get to a country that pretty much allows African immigrants to do one job, brutal agricultural labor. But 7 years later, he's part of a successful cooperative, African yogurt delivered to homes, markets, and restaurants on bicycles. The founder of the operation, Suleiman Diara, pulls up on one of the bikes. He's the one who saw the opportunity, put a skinny African cow on a yogurt label, and named the co-op. It's from the Bambara language of his native Mali.
Barikama. The project was called Barikama, which means resilient. Resilient because it began with two people and 2 liters of milk a week. When we reached 200 liters a week, we decided to call ourselves Barikama because we had potential to grow. We got this far, facing all these problems, and we believe we can resist, grow, and help other people.
Suleiman says his first years in Italy were harsh. Like thousands others who came undocumented, Suleiman fell prey to agricultural exploitation in Italy's south, picking mandarins for 5 cents a case. He ended up in Rosarno, a town with a bad reputation for violence against immigrants. Seydou was also there, and other Africans who would become the Barikama team. Now they gather in a tiny dairy lab near a lake in the very pretty Roman countryside. Today, two of Suleiman's partners are on shift. Sheikh from Senegal, dressed in full cheese factory garb, along with rings and bracelets. And Ismail from Benin, a soft-spoken accountant with wide glasses that keep steaming up from the heat. Sheikh pours organic milk into a steel tank. Ismail stirs it with a big wooden spoon. They say this yogurt has changed their lives. Here's Ismail.
We're really happy to carry on with this project because we're independent now. We don't have to beg anyone, and we're free to organize our own work without exploitation. We understand each other, and we do everything together.
Ismail had a good job in Italy, but he got laid off and lost his permit to stay. He went under the radar and kept working so he could support his family back in Benin. He became a day laborer in Rosarno. Sheikh had a visa to audition with a professional soccer team, but didn't make the cut. Rather than going home empty-handed, he stayed and picked tomatoes in Rosarno. Sheikh remembers that time bitterly.
Those who know Rosarno know it's a racist place. If an African buys an espresso at a cafe, they give it to you in a plastic cup. Instead, they serve it to white people in a proper espresso cup. You can't walk around at night because people throw rocks at you and drivers slam the doors of their cars open to hit you. Total racism.
In Rosarno, migrants live in shacks without running water. They work 12 hours a day for no more than $25, and a big chunk of it goes to local recruiters. African day laborers who flee their countries to escape poverty, not wars, swarm the Italian coast and countryside without a chance of ever obtaining asylum. Experts say Italy treats them as if they were a problem. but farm owners are perfectly happy to exploit them as cheap labor. Suleiman says the Italian system is totally unfair, but Italian people, for the most part, have been supportive.
Everything I lived through was bad, but also good, because I really understood the meaning of humanity. Always try to help the other and give support to someone who doesn't have your same opportunities.
Like the woman who sponsored their first batch of milk, or the farmer who offers his professional dairy lab for free, not to mention the passionate yogurt customers.
Barikama.
It's all about barikama, Suleiman says.
Barikama.
Resilience. For The World, I'm Angelica Marin, Rome.
This is The World.